Good morning, everybody. Paul here. I trust this finds you well and you are looking forward to this next new season that we're in. Spring, as in the 1st of September, the spring day. We're a couple of weeks into the new season. And if you look around, they're just the birds are all, their babies are popping out all over the show. And they're getting ready for the summer. And soon enough, we'll get all the Northern Hemisphere birds and the swallows and those sort of birds arriving to enjoy the summer down south. And it is a really lovely time of year, generally speaking, in my mind. And I was just thinking about it. We come to the beginning of spring, and spring runs into the summer, and soon enough we are thinking, oh, it's Christmas again. We're exhausted. We hit the end of the year absolutely tired out, worn out. And it has been a long season, let's be honest, with COVID and what life has thrown at us with looting and civil unrest. But soon enough, it'll be the new year and we'll have to kick in and everyone will be back perky, ready for the new year and to take on the new year. And I was just thinking, what is it that we reach September so excited and but by the time of spring of the new season of summer, we're exhausted. And I was reading Psalm 1, and verse 1 says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers. And friends, let's take this opportunity of spring to do that, to make sure that we are like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. And how do we do that? Well, we delight in the law of the Lord and we meditate on it day and night. It helps us. It makes sure that, what does that mean? It means reading the Bible regularly, getting into God's presence and allowing him to refresh us, allowing his word to minister to us. And that for me is being in the correct mode for what we've got ahead of us for the next few months until the end of the year. And you know, nowadays calculators that students use and people use can change modes. So for example, the mode, you can be in degrees, minutes and second mode, where you can work out angles and you use that mode. And then sometimes you have different ways of measuring an angle, and that would be using radians. And you have to change the mode to make sure that you're using radians. And if you don't change the mode, or if you're in the wrong mode, you end up with the wrong answers and you end up exhausted. And you have to go back and do it all over again. And it's the same for us for this season. Friends, let's make sure that we're in the right mode, the mode where Jesus is Lord, that we've got the Holy Spirit filling us and we are filling ourselves up on the Word and with the Spirit, that we go into this season full of vigor and full of joy, and that we reach the end of the year not exhausted, but ready to take on the new year. So bless you. May you have a great day, great next few months. And remember, delight in the Lord and you'll be in the correct mode to get us through the next season.